Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was supposed to hit you with a year. Wow, I just stole C-Mac's intro. It's because I'm doing two things at once. Let's try that again. I'm trying to get the YouTube up, trying to put the link out. Yeah, there it is. But I get the YouTube up for myself and C-Mac. Just wrote in there, WFAN overnight. Keith and Chris are live. We're going to talk New York sports. It's a good night. It's a good night to watch the Mets get a big win, watch the Yankees handle business, look at the standings, and feel like, hey, it's still right in front of us. The division for the New York Yankees and the wild card for your New York Mets. 888-808-1019. I know you guys see me in the chat firing away on the phone. We're up and we're running. Let's have a good night. Let's have a good show, man. Thursday going into Friday. Rami just said in my ear that the Thursday night football game is still going. I saw Seattle kick that field goal. I thought it was wraps. It's not over yet. It is 20-20. They just tied it. The Cardinals just tied the game with 28 seconds left in Arizona. So we will unpack the week four stuff as well. Of course, we're going to talk about Jackson Dart and the Giants and Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn and the Jets on Monday Night Football. But tonight, let's start with the Mets. To the victors go the spoils, I always say, right? They both won. Much bigger win for your New York Mets. You can't lose with your best starter on the mound. Right, we keep talking about you're only as good as the next day starter. Well, you can't lose with Nolan McClain on the mound. And it was funny earlier today, Laura Albanese put out that if Nolan McClain pitches 7 1/3 innings or more, he loses his rookie year of eligibility for next season. Well, he didn't do that. He didn't do that, but he did enough. A career high 11 Ks in the game, and the Mets lineup really came alive where they kept adding on where you felt good for most of the night. Hushatcha Imanaga, he shot out. And the Cubs making plays, hitting some home runs. I think the Cubs got to be a little worried now. They just dropped back-to-back series to the two teams fighting for the third wild card, right? They're in line to host the Padres as the first wild card. But they are not really playing their best baseball. Their pitching hasn't been great. They are looking like a team that's going to fade out and potentially be a first-round exit. But anyway, the Mets, with Nolan McClain on the mound tonight, knowing that you needed this win, I was saying it's time to win series. If you want to control your destiny, it can't be losing series down the stretch. You can't lose these two series. Like, if you want to keep it where it is, you got to at least win the series and then hope that whoever you're going against doesn't lose. So, you know, the Reds lose the series. So earlier today, the Reds did get a win, barely 2-1 over the Pirates. And so, you're looking at the Cincinnati Reds team, and the Mets would need to beat the Cubs to stay in the NL wildcard spot. Must win game. They go out and they get it done. The Reds will now travel to Milwaukee to face the Brewers. And who knows what the Brewers are going to be brewing up in Wisconsin. Who knows what type of baseball they're going to play, because they're already signed, sealed, delivered. They got the best record in baseball, the number one seed in the National League. I'm sure they're going to try to just get out healthy, but baseball is baseball. I don't know what the Cincinnati Reds have in store. They shouldn't have lost that series to the Pirates, but I think most Mets fans have to feel okay, right? They're, you know, the week started, and right here on this station, the Mets fans are saying, the Mets are dead. It's over. This is the collapse. But it's not a collapse. They are going to collapse. Not even collapse. Like, they're going to faint. That's the word that I thought of today. They're going to faint into the postseason. They're not going to collapse out. They're just going to faint into it. They're just going to fall into it. They're going to sleepwalk and fall back into the third wild card. And then you'll see what happens with this pitching next. We'll talk about it tonight. Who's going to pitch against the Miami Marlins? The Miami Marlins just lost 1-0 to the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly. That game was over hours ago, so they got on the plane to head to Florida. And you know that they're lining up Sandy Alcantara for the Mets. You know that they are going to make this their World Series. You know they are looking at this three-game set in their building as an opportunity to knock off the Mets. The last time they came to the Mets building, they won 3 out of 4. I was actually out there for Blippi Day. And, you know, Kodai Senga pitched, and he didn't give him a shot. And now, with this last stretch here, you can't pitch Nolan McClain again, can you? Maybe the kid's like that. Maybe he can go Sunday if you absolutely need him to. But you've got Brandon Sproat going up against the Marlins for his first time. You need him to go deep into the game against Sandy Alcantara, who's one of the better pitchers in the league when he's right. He's not going to give you anything. And Yuri Perez is going for them on Saturday. And then Sunday, I don't believe it. And they've got Edward Cabrera on Sunday. I don't believe that the Mets can pitch David Peterson again, but they might just have to. They might just have to have a quick hook on him and go with the arms that they have and hope for the best. But if the lineup performs like the lineup performed tonight, they'll be all right. 888-808-1019. You know, the Mets came out in that first inning and they put two up on him. Lindor works a walk, Pete doubles, and then there was a little trouble in foul territory with Vientos up. They challenge the play, whatever. Mark Vientos pops out. Dansby Swanson is in foul territory. Lindor scores. Pete Alonso to third. Brandon Nimmo following up when the team needs him most. He singles. It's 2-0 Mets. McClain starts with a lead. And then McClain does his thing for a little while, and he doesn't get got until a little bit later on. And, you know, the thing about Nolan McClain, he's got so much stuff. He's got so much confidence. This kid is going to compete. He looks mature beyond his years. But there was a big part later in this game where I'm like, you know, I felt like Mendy should have got him. So Seiya Suzuki homers off of Nolan McClain. And it's like, all right, it is what it is. The Mets were already up. The Mets had went up 6-0. And Brett Beatty was balling today. Brett Beatty with the glove making plays. Brett Beatty should be playing third base, not Mark Vientos. Brett Beatty made it 6-0. Oh, Lindor had his 30th homer. Lindor had made it 3-0. But getting to the point in the game where I was like, okay, now I have a little bit of worry here. Nolan McClain had only given up, I think, 2 home runs. I think that might have been his second home run given up in his young career when Seiya Suzuki took him deep in the bottom of the 4th. And in my mind, I'm thinking about that 5th inning for the Mets, just to get a starter through that 5th inning. It's like, okay, now you gotta be on high alert, quick hook. You gotta manage this game and not let this vaunted lineup come back. Imanaga did not have it. He was absolutely terrible, and they just left him out there to die. He went 5 2/3, 9 hits, giving up 8 runs, 8 earned, and 2 homers. But Dansby Swanson ends up getting Nolan McClain, hits the ball out. And I'm thinking to myself, I think I tweeted it out, I'm like, yo, if they lose this game, people are going to be calling to fire Carlos Mendoza tonight. The Mets bullpen is not a super pen, but they did what they had to do tonight. Brooks Raley was perfect, and so was Tyler Rogers after Stanek got two outs, and you're able to go to Edwin Diaz on shorter rest than you would like, but he gets the job done. And so these guys are fighting. These guys are doing what they got to do. And Carlos Mendoza did what he got to do. I felt like he left him in. Like, I wouldn't have let him face Suzuki again, because that three-run bomb that Suzuki hits to make it 8-5 kind of got the crowd into it. They said that was the biggest crowd that the Cubs had had in these three games. And it was like, hey, you can't lose this one. You have to take the series. You got to get out with a win. You can't drop down. And ultimately, they put him away. The Mets win the game. And Evan fires up a new Rico Bronya. They're live now on the Rico Bronya. And I get to transition right into the New York Yankees. The Yankees handle business doing what they have to do with Carlos Rodon on the mound. You know, earlier in the day, we found out that Cam Schlittler is going to be slated to start. I think, let me see where my notes are here. Cam Schlittler, the young rookie, will start on Saturday and Luis Gil on Sunday. So that would line Schlittler up to pitch on regular rest in a potential wild card game three. Now, I'll say this before we get into all the calls at 888-808-1019. I see people calling up and call with your thoughts and ideas and feelings. And, you know, it's good that they swept the White Sox. The White Sox had a little fight. The White Sox were intentionally walking Aaron Judge as if this was some type of postseason series.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What I'll say is that, like, you know, the Blue Jays winning tonight, I had an eye on that. They woke up. The Blue Jays had a bullpen game tonight after the news came out that Jose Barrios was going on the IL. And after John Schneider talked about wanting his team to just play loose and that they got 90 wins. And if the season ended today, yada, yada, yada. You know, the Blue Jays have a grand slam. George Springer adds on. And they get a pretty good win to not get swept by the Red Sox in their building. So we're still right there, right? Blue Jays win, Yankees win, nothing changes. They still own the tiebreaker. If the season ended today, the tiebreaker gives them the nod. Toronto will host Tampa Bay next. And they're already flipping George M. Steinbrenner Field to pull down every Tampa Bay Ray logo, TB, star, all of that to bring it back to being the Yankees spring training facility. And I saw a picture of the Tampa Bay Rays getting on the plane dressed as Disney princesses. Yeah, they're celebrating Halloween early. Rookie dress up. They're dressed as Disney princesses getting on the plane to go to Toronto. Also, I saw a picture of the Baltimore Orioles dressed as minions celebrating Halloween as well. I don't know. I guess it's rookie hazing. They still do that type of stuff. We see that once in a while with, like, they'll wear some book bags or whatever. But the two eliminated teams from the best division in baseball, before they go into two series that are going to decide the division, they're light and fun and making a joke out of their rookies and dressing up in costumes. And so the Orioles are headed up here And honestly, you know, the Orioles, they lost, or the Tampa Bay Rays lost to the Orioles today, and they dropped 2 out of 3 to them. So we got to just hope that Tampa and Kevin Cash can fight and take one from Toronto, and that the Yankees can sweep the Baltimore Orioles. But here comes the biggest test. You know, tomorrow we're going to face Trevor Rogers again. And if you remember last time, that's the game that we dropped in Camden Yards. He didn't give up anything. So I'm going to the game tomorrow night. I feel like that's a postseason type of game. They're facing good pitching. They, you know, get a redo against this guy. It's Will Warren on the mound. Will Warren, we need your best start of the year. You won't be pitching in October. We need Will Warren to have his best start of the year. But back to the game tonight, you know, the biggest thing for me tonight is like, okay, they pick Carlos Rodon up. And Carlos Rodon versus his former team, I don't care about how long he went in the game. I understand, you know, there was a spot in the game where he gives up the homer, and we've seen that before from Rodon. He goes 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 5 Ks, gives up the homer, and it's a test for the Yankees. You know, there was a test for the Yankees early in the game, which was a similar test to the night before. Bases loaded. Are you going to leave guys on base? Are you going to waste that opportunity? No, the Yankees were able to drive one in. Ben Rice, who has been great. If you just look at what Ben Rice has done down the stretch, you know, I joked about if we're talking catchers and MVP, I'll take Ben Rice as my catcher over Cal Raleigh. But Ben Rice has been instrumental in this run that the Yankees have been on. Ben Rice coming through there. And, you know, later in the game, we were waiting on Giancarlo Stanton, Big G. He was having some bad at-bats. He was swinging and missing. He was looking like he was just ready for the postseason in a way. It looks like he was saving it for the postseason, but you obviously needed G to come through after he strikes out. And he has, you know, a few strikeouts in his last few at-bats. Stanton comes through with the bases-clearing double, and you're able to exhale. Yankees take the lead, and they wouldn't relinquish it. They pick up Rodon, and then the Yankees go to their bullpen. They pick up Rodon, and we're like, okay, now, like, this feels like, you know, a setup that we might see in the postseason. You look at the bullpen budget, how are they going to deploy these guys? Luke Weaver, Devin Williams, David Bednar, good. Now, I know there was a little bit of trouble on the base paths with Devin Williams. I was literally thinking, didn't the White Sox get Devin Williams last time we saw them in Chicago? They did, but the defense is there, saved by the bell. Devin Williams gets out of it with a walk and 2 Ks. And then David Bednar, that's your closer, man. He's got the mentality. He's got the look. And I hope that mentality stays when we get into October, because we're certainly going to need him. 888-808-1019. The Yankees win. The Mets win. And we're holding right there where we need to be. The Yankees going into this 3-game set against the Baltimore Orioles honestly need to sweep. I don't think Tampa... I don't know. I don't know what to expect from Tampa. Maybe Tampa can get a game off of Toronto. Toronto is desperate. They're in their building. And I think that they know what time it is as well. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about what the Mets got to do with the Miami Marlins as well. They've got their pitching lined up, the Marlins. And you know the Marlins are looking to sweep. And they've got some young, scrappy players that are going to take this very seriously. And the Mets got to continue to hit. The lineup's got to keep coming through from top to bottom to ensure that the Mets get to the postseason and that we have National League and American League series to talk about on the Fan as we get to October. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We are streaming on YouTube. I see the chat filling up. Send the link to a friend so you guys can talk in the chat. I will pull some stuff from the chat, shout some people out in the chat. Obviously, you can listen on the Odyssey app and 1019 and 660 AM. I'm on till 2 a.m. Call me up. We will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.